Vítáme. Welcome to the Lyra Ensemble's concert in celebration of the 100th anniversary of the birth of St. John Paul II, the Pope from Poland. We began our musical celebration of his birth with an ancient Polish hymn, Gaude Mater Polonia, Rejoice, Mother Poland, sung in Latin by the Lyra Singers Female Ensemble. It is an anonymous Polish hymn from the 13th century. We sang, Rejoice, Mother Poland, and thank the Lord for giving you such noble children. Certainly, St. John Paul II is among the most noble of the children of Poland. Allow me to introduce myself. I'm Lucyna Migala, Artistic Director and General Manager of the Lyra Ensemble and your concert narrator. Lyra is the nation's only professional performing arts company devoted to Polish music, song, and dance, and has been artist in residence at Loyola University since 1995. The company was founded in 1965. This performance features the Lyra Singers Female Ensemble and the Lyra Chamber Chorus conducted by Paul Dijkstra and Philip Seward, co-conductors of the Lyra Ensemble back in the year 2003. Lyra had intended to perform a new concert to honor the 100th anniversary of the birth of St. John Paul II in a major basilica in Chicago. But the COVID-19 pandemic made a performance as well as rehearsals impossible. So this concert is, in most part, a repeat of the performance Lyra recorded at WFMT, Chicago's Fine Arts Classical Radio Station, during the station's month-long celebration of the 25th anniversary of the papacy of John Paul II, back in October of 2003. Cardinal Karol Wojtyła of Kraków, Poland, or Krakow in English, was elected as the 264th Pontiff of the Roman Catholic Church on October 16, 1978. He became an extraordinary leader and one of the most internationally famous figures of his time. He made historic changes in the Church by internationalizing the College of Cardinals, appointing cardinals on six continents, and canonizing saints from nearly every nation on earth. He reached out to followers of nearly every religion on the planet, especially to those of Jewish faith, to Eastern Christians, Protestants, and to Islam. He was a spiritual, deeply religious man who strongly influenced international politics. John Paul II also had a long history of involvement in the arts. In his youth, he was an actor with an experimental theater group in Kraków. Later, as bishop of the city, he was deeply involved in the cultural life of Kraków and often commissioned music from Poland's best composers. We continue our birthday celebration with a work by one of those composers that often cooperated with the Polish Pope. This is titled Oremus pro Pontifice Joanne Paolo II. Let us pray for Pope John Paul II. Sung in Latin by the Lyra Chamber Chorus. Written in 1993 by Juliusz Wuczuk, a composer well known in Poland, but almost totally unknown here in the United States. He was born in 1927, studied composition with the revered Stanisław Wiechowicz in Kraków and in Paris. This piece is sung by the Lyra Chamber Chorus and is conducted by Paul Dijkstra. The election of the first pope from Poland surprised the entire world, but not those of Polish ancestry, not entirely, because a Slavic pontiff had been predicted in a well-known poem by 19th century poet Juliusz Słowacki, one of Poland's greatest poets. In 1978, composer Juliusz Wojcik used excerpts from this epic to write his Pieśń Nadziei, Song of Hope, which includes these lyrics: God opens the papal throne for a Slavic pope. His face shines with the word of God, and he leads many nations into the light of God. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lyra Chamber Chorus with soloist soprano Judith Partapillo Marth.
Pope John Paul II
was born in the town of Wadowice, not far from the city of Kraków. He lived in Kraków during much of his life, and he considered it home. So on this 100th anniversary of his birth, we sing some music of the city and region that he loved so much. The Krakowiak is the typical folk music of Kraków. It has served as inspiration for countless composers, including Frederick Chopin. The Lyra Singers Female Ensemble have two Krakowiaki for you. The first is by 19th century composer Stanisław Moniuszko, one of Poland's major composers. It describes a young girl dressed in regional garb of Kraków, including a colorful vest with beads and sequins. The arrangement is by another distinguished Kraków composer, Irena Pfeiffer, who wrote many compositions and vocal arrangements for Lyra and served as artistic advisor to the Lyra Ensemble for many years until her death in 1996. Our second Krakowiak is by a composer from the city of Katowice in southwest Poland, Józef Świder. Born in 1930, he studied at the Academy of Music in Katowice before becoming a professor there and later its dean. He also studied at the Accademia Santa Cecilia in Rome. His Krakowiak is about an old wedding tradition in the Kraków region. On a wedding day, members of the wedding party rode joyfully on horseback and in carriages around half the county, showing off their colorful wedding attire. We hear the word jadą repeated constantly. It means they are riding, they are coming. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lyra Singers.
Hey, yeah.
As pontiff, John Paul II visited nearly every nation on earth. Among his most happy trips were to Poland, where he returned 7 times and was always greeted magnificently by crowds that numbered into the millions. In his last few visits, his failing health caused him to lean heavily on his crozier, or bishop's staff, in the shape of a cross. This inspired the Reverend Stanisław Myśniec, a Catholic priest, to write a poem about the Pope, coming as a pilgrim to the land of his ancestors, leaning on a cross. In 1990, composer Juliusz Wojcik wrote a setting of this poem and dedicated it to the Pope. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lyra Chamber Chorus. And now, the Lyra Ensemble has the honor of presenting music written to the poetry and texts of St. John Paul II himself. We begin with his words about his beloved homeland, with music by Juliusz Wojcik. The Lyra Chamber Chorus sings these words he spoke upon departing Poland during one of his last visits. O land of Poland, a difficult land that has been through so much, a beautiful land, my land, I salute you. St. John Paul II had a deep devotion to the Virgin Mary, who is a patron saint of Poland, as Our Lady of Częstochowa. Composer Irena Pfeiffer set many of the Pope's prayers to music. We offer two of them. The first is titled Królowo Polski, Queen of Poland. The Pope called her queen because, in fact, she is. The icon of Our Lady of Częstochowa was crowned Queen of Poland by King Jan Kazimierz in the year 1655, after Poland fought off an invasion from Sweden. The invading armies swept through the country until they reached Częstochowa in the south, where the tide was turned and the Swedes were pushed back into the Baltic Sea. In this first prayer, written during the communist era, the Pope asks Mary for protection over Poland, so its people will have the will to struggle for self-determination. In the second prayer, a meditation about the woman who gave the Savior his flesh and blood, composer Irena Pfeiffer begins with a beloved Polish hymn to Jesus and then continues with words of the Pope. Ladies and gentlemen, two papal prayers in Polish, sung by the Lyra singers with mezzo-soprano soloist Diane Busco-Brix.
Oh, my God.
June of 1979, John Paul II made his first trip home to Poland after his elevation to the papacy. It was a trip that changed the world. During his sermon in his mass in the capital city of Warsaw, the first mass of any pope in a communist country, John Paul called down the Holy Spirit upon Poland, asking God to renew the land and its people, and renew them God did. Many people believe that moment was the beginning of the Solidarity Movement, which eventually led Poland and the rest of Central and Eastern Europe out of communism. Historians agree that the Pope's first visit to Poland was indeed the catalyst for Solidarity. Irena Pfeiffer set the Pope's historic words to music. Niech stąpi duch twój. Send down your spirit. She began and ended with the opening notes of a famous Polish hymn, and she named this work Modlitwa za Polskę, Prayer for Poland. We don't want to give the impression that St. John Paul II was a dour soul who always was serious, because he was not at all. He loved to joke, to laugh, to sing happy songs. Irena Pfeiffer wrote a hymn based on one of the Pope's joyful sermons, which he proclaimed in Harlem in New York City in 1979. The text is, Rejoice in the Lord Forever, sung in Polish by the Lyra Singers with soprano soloist Katarzyna Dorula. St. John Paul II was an intellectual, and much of his poetry is very deep, almost mystic. We have two examples in music by Józef Świder. The first is Zdumienie, Wonder, in which the Pope compares a mountain stream to mankind. Both are part of nature. Both are here and then pass. But mankind is the only creation that wonders. This piece was commissioned by the Lyra Ensemble specifically for the 25th anniversary of John Paul II's papacy. And then, Strofy o miłości, poems about love, about the kind of love that forgives, that is sensitive to others, that desires good for others, that gives generously. This is the love that is the greatest. Ladies and gentlemen, the Lyra Singers. John Paul II inspired much music around the world, in the United States as well as in Poland. Polish-American composer Marek Rachelski, who has worked with the Lyra Ensemble for many years, was commissioned by St. Florian Church in Hamtramck, Michigan, in 1988 to write an entrance processional for the celebration of the 10th anniversary of the election of the Pope. He chose a well-known text for his hymn, Psalm 47. All you nations, clap your hands, sing out to the Lord. It is sung in Polish by the Lyra Chamber Chorus with soprano soloist Katarzyna Dorula, bass Peter Polhammer, mezzo-soprano Diane Busko-Bricks, with piano accompaniment by Lori Florensky.
Thank you.
allow us to add one more piece to end this concert celebrating the 100th anniversary of John Paul II's birth. This was one of his favorite songs to Our Lady. Polish people always sang it to him, and he always sang along. It is called Czarna Madonna, Black Madonna, and it is about the painting of Our Lady of Częstochowa, which is centuries old and turned dark long ago. It is sung by the Lyra Singers, with the Lyra Chamber Orchestra conducted by Philip Seward, with mezzo-soprano soloist Marilyn Bikowski.
Thank you.
The Lyra Ensemble's website is www.lyraensemble.org, and its email is lyra@lyraensemble.org. That's LIRAENSEMBLE.org. The company's temporary telephone number during the COVID pandemic is 773-505-8731. That's 773-505-8731. This is Lutsina Megala of the Lyra Ensemble thanking you for listening.